Welcome back to the Hot to Best Daily Pick Show here for Wednesday, February 21st. Back with some more college basketball action here for today. Got a couple of games I want to take a look at here on today's card, so we'll hop into those in a second. Before we do, though, looking back to Tuesday night's results, have two later games here, so don't quite have the results for either of those, but got Pitt and TCU. As always, check out the Discord server to see my recommended unit size for all of my picks and all of the other great stuff. And it's absolutely 100% free to join. So just click that link down in the description, join the Discord server. And if you haven't already checked out the website, head over there as well. You can check out the computer model picks for all of the college basketball matchups going on today. Of course, got the NBA and NHL going on as well. UFC horse racing picks being posted every single day. So make sure you take a look at all of that. Thank you for watching today's show. And let's jump into today's video. Now, we start today's show out with Middle Tennessee taking on Jacksonville State. Overall, Middle Tennessee comes into this game as the 181st overall team in the Hot Tippit Power Ranking. Jacksonville State, the 109th overall team. Overall, for Jacksonville State, have had some struggles through conference play. Entered this game on a two-game losing streak and have only won four conference games on the season this year, including a loss at Middle Tennessee earlier in the year. Offensively, they have struggled a bit to shoot the ball at times, but defensively, Jacksonville State has looked good, only giving up a 48.8 effective field goal percentage on the year this season. For Middle Tennessee, offensively haven't been a great team either. They have won a few games on a three-game winning streak actually coming into this one, but a double overtime game on Saturday against UTEP at home. Obviously, the travel for this one could affect them a little, and defensively, they've struggled a little bit more than Jacksonville State, giving up a 49.4 effective field goal percentage on the year. Overall, the model has loved Jacksonville State this season and loves them at home in this game. A 10.17 favorite AR coming into this one. As far as the books go, we opened at 5.5, have come up to 6 towards Jacksonville State at the moment, but still an 8.19% edge towards Jacksonville State in this game. And I do like them here in this spot. I think coming off of a couple of losses, especially that loss last Thursday against La Tech, it's a Jacksonville State team that's going to be ready to play, and defensively they are strong. Taking them -6 here against Middle Tennessee. Now we head to the SEC for this next game as Kentucky takes on LSU. For Kentucky, come into this game as the 16th overall team in the Hot Tippit Power Ranking. LSU is the 62nd overall team. Overall, LSU has had some struggles certainly against the better teams in the SEC this season, but coming to this game following a solid win on the road on Saturday against South Carolina. Overall, though, Kentucky has obviously played well. A win over Auburn on Saturday. And offensively speaking, while LSU has been strong, Kentucky has been very good as well. Both these teams shooting the basketball decently well. But defensively, I think LSU probably stacks up a little bit better than maybe the rankings overall show it. And in the turnover department, LSU has done a great job on the defensive end of the court. And the model likes LSU. They do have Kentucky as a slight favorite on the road, a 0.91 favorite, but very evenly matched game from the model in this game. As far as the sports books go, given LSU 5 points here in this one, Kentucky -4.5, depending which side you're going to take there, but a 9.64% edge towards the LSU spread at the moment. And like I said, I really like this LSU team. Offensively speaking, yeah, it's going to be hard to keep up with Kentucky in certain areas, but they've played well this season. They've shot the ball well, they defended well, and it's an LSU team that I don't think is nearly as far behind Kentucky as the spread indicates. Taking them +5 here in this one. And we head out to the Mountain West as UNLV takes on Air Force. For UNLV, coming to this game is the 128th overall team in the Hot Tippit Power Ranking. Air Force is the 204th overall team. Overall for Air Force, have not been good this season, would probably be the understatement. Only one conference win on the year, but it came on the road against this UNLV team, which oddly makes me less confident in Air Force going into this game, but looked very good in that game and just shot the lights out in that one. And that's really the key for Air Force once again here in this spot. They've got to shoot the ball well from the perimeter. They're hitting 37.3% from beyond the arc on the season, but that's really what got them over the edge in that first game against UNLV. UNLV, on the other hand, has obviously had a lot more success in conference play, 7-5 overall, but they have still struggled to shoot the three this season, only shooting 32.8% from beyond the arc. And despite the fact that Air Force only has one conference win on the season, they have played some close games. They've got blown out as well, but they've played some close games against a lot of these conference teams. Overall, the model does like UNLV slightly on the road, though, a 0.87 favorite towards them coming into this one. As far as the books go, given 6.5 points to Air Force in this one, a 10.8 spread towards Air Force plus the 6.5, laying a little bit more juice there, minus 114. But nonetheless, it is an Air Force team that obviously beat UNLV in the first go around. And if they can shoot the ball as well as they did in that game, I think it's an Air Force team that can certainly keep this one close. Taking them plus 6.5 against UNLV.